This is John Russell here for Radio Lewis at the All Saints Centre at the Oyster Cafe, and I'm talking to Saoirse Dindill, who is from the East Sussex Young Carers group. Hi, Saoirse.
Hi.
Can you tell me, what is East Sussex Young Carers and what's your role in it?
Well, basically, the East Sussex Young Carers, there's a group. It's different groups. There's Hastings, Eastbourne, Lawton, and we're kind of based around the whole of East Sussex. It's groups of children that care for a loved one, like, say, a mum, a dad, a nan, or a brother, or a sister, or a sibling, yeah. And in these groups, we go on, because we build up a lot of stress having to look after our loved ones, like, we do the washing up, chores that not ordinary children would do. And I guess we get funding from the government to go on trips and stuff to kind of relieve a bit of stress and kind of get a breakaway. So like residentials, laser quests, bowling, Chessington. We do quite a lot of activities, and it's kind of like a trying job. It's like a job, but we don't get paid. And it's just, I think it's a responsibility we have. We kind of live with it that not many other ordinary children would do, but I think we're familiar with it.
Sure. So, to sum it up, really, it's you're losing your childhood to an extent, aren't you? Because you're having to take on these adult roles because of the caring component. Is that true to say that?
I guess in a way it's kind of true, but in a way it's not, because I can still go out and see my friends, but it's pulled to a minimum of time that I have out with my friends, out with like clubs and stuff. But I guess in a way we've got more responsibility, we're kind of more maturer in the way that we think about how we should help other people and how we care for not just our family but for people around us. I think our emotional levels and maturity levels are quite high. And then in the way that we trust and approach other people around us that don't really know what we're going through.
Okay, so it's really a question of priorities. You can't prioritise your own social life when you've got this caring role to deliver at home.
Well, yeah, I guess that is kind of right. I mean, me personally. I do see my friends, like, usually the ones that live closer around me. I don't really see the ones that live quite far away, but sometimes I have chances where if my mum's going to Brighton, I can go see my friends at Brighton, because I've moved around a lot in East Sussex, and I know quite a few people, so it depends on where we go. But I think it's quite a lot of priorities to social life that are kind of cut off more than other people because of our caring roles and our responsibilities.
Okay, so if somebody is in this situation themselves and they're not getting this sort of support, how do they go about getting into contact with the Young Carers group?
I think you can just look online. If you just type in East Sussex Young Carers, you can get in contact with one of my care worker, Sarah Faye Burke. She's really good. There's other ones like Andy, Cheryl, with the like spread across Hastings, Eastbourne and Lawton, like Lewis area, like I've already said. It's quite easy to get in contact, because I've been a young carer since I was about 10, and now I'm 15, so I think it's quite easy to get in contact with us. And once you get in contact with us, you're basically part of our group. It's kind of like a massive family. It's really welcoming. We're so welcoming. But it's a really good organisation for people who look after their parents or family.
Excellent. Well, thanks for telling us about that. And thanks for coming to the Oyster Cafe today with your mum, I believe. And I hope you've enjoyed your visit to the cafe.
I have. Thank you.
Excellent. So this is John Russell for Radio Lewis saying goodbye.